Hello and welcome. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and this is episode 114 of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. My question for you today is, what is it that is attractive to you about having an online business? So as I do these podcasts, and this is my third podcast series, yesterday was September 30th, 2023, and that was International Podcasting Day. And I was talking about it and writing about it that I've had three podcast series. The first one was an interview series, and I really created a challenge for myself. I didn't know so many people online when I started that one years ago, but I was determined to interview someone different every single week during a one-year period. I did the first one. I pretty much told about myself, shared my story. Then I did it around 4th of July, around Independence Day in the United States. And then I did one at the end of the year, and I kept going. I did about 140 of those interviews, and then I stopped. Then I did another one, and it was about kind of online business in general. And now it's been, 3 years, I guess. I do this twice a month for Prestabilius, which is a Latin word that means excellent or outstanding. And I was determined for this one to do it myself and to have an idea twice a month that I would talk about. So I work with quite a few people online in different capacities. I have a monthly mentor program. I have an incubator mastermind program that's a smaller number of people. And also I teach online courses. So I have that ongoing where I'm teaching different sessions of a course, different seasons of a course, that type of thing. And when people come to me brand new, so I don't know them, it doesn't mean they're brand new online, but when they come to me, then I always want to know, what is it that attracted you to this idea of having a business online? And more often than not, they're people that are very similar to me. We all have a whole lot more in common than we do different, I believe. And that's in all areas, business and life and everything else. And the idea that they have is that they want to have a way to make money that's dependent upon them doing the work, them creating the business, and not having to be at a job or even a brick and mortar business that becomes something over time that they don't love, that doesn't work for them. And people know my story pretty well, but this might be the first time you're hearing it, so I'll share my story. I was a classroom teacher for 20 years, and before that, I worked in real estate. And real estate was a big step for me, because before that, I had worked as a claims adjuster for Liberty Mutual Insurance. I had worked for two different banks. I had worked for Bank of America and for another bank that went out of business, wasn't around any longer. I was robbed at gunpoint twice during my banking career. And finally, I went into real estate. I was still in my early 20s. I got my real estate license. Finally, I became a broker and a residential appraiser. But over time, I wasn't satisfied with that work. There were so many parts of it that I loved, but then there were just as many parts that I didn't love. And I wanted something that would be a career. I wanted something that I could do that would be important to me, that would be a big deal in my life and in the lives of other people. And the Challenger space shuttle tragedy happened in 1986. And within a year, I had returned to school, taken out loans so I could go back to school and get my teaching credential. And I was working in a classroom, first as an assistant, then as a teacher. Well, I was a substitute teacher for a few months. Then I got an emergency credential because in Los Angeles, they had a shortage of teachers in 86, 87, and I was able to have my own classroom. And then within the next year and a half or so, I finished my classes, my college courses, and became a credentialed teacher. I was going to leave real estate behind. So I thought, well, here, I have a career as a teacher. I've been placed in a school. I'm enjoying this process very much. And we went on strike. And when we went on strike, I thought, you know, I better have another way to make some income. So for 20 years, I did both. I did teaching and I did real estate. And over the years, you know, we get older, and I had illness, I had injury, I had all kinds of situations, and I thought, you know, if only I could have a business that would be the right kind of business for me, where I could make my own hours, where I could decide pretty much what I was going to do, and I could replace the income that I was earning as a teacher and working in real estate. And so I started going to seminars. I started asking people that I knew if they knew of anything, like did they know people that had changed their life completely? What did they know about this whole idea of having your own business and maybe something that you could do from home? And I found out that there was a whole world. It was like a parallel universe for me. There was a whole world of people that had businesses on the internet. And I was an early adopter to the World Wide Web and the internet with real estate and with teaching. And yet I did not know that individuals had businesses. So I jumped in and my life changed. And it's never changed back. Instead, it keeps morphing and I keep reinventing. And the things that I'm able to do online and help other people do are quite amazing. So I want you to think about, what is it about having a business on the internet, something that you can run from home, from a home computer, or from anywhere in the world you happen to be? All you need is an internet connection. And what is it that's so appealing to you? So when you come online, there are things that you have to do, because I can't give you a number. I can't tell you how many tens of thousands of people are pursuing online entrepreneurship. But I'll tell you, with the people that come to me, I'm going to say 90% for sure are never going to make a living doing things online. There's so many things that stop people. And part of my goal in working with someone, even if they just get on my list, and you can go to ConnieReaganGreen.com, get on my list. Reagan is R-A-G-E-N. Green is like the color, no E on the end, ConnieReaganGreen.com. Or go to Twitter, that's now X, and I'm Connie Green on Twitter. And join my list, because when, and it shows the email address in there, the way that you can contact me. And when people write to me, I'm very, very honest with them. There's no reason for me not to be. And there are a number of things that hold people back. One of the things is they don't know what niche they will choose, what area. And that was an issue for me. But I learned very quickly. I took on a mentor very early in my work. And by the second year, I had another mentor that was really even a better fit for me. And I learned that it doesn't matter what our niche is, because we're going to serve people. That's the only reason any business exists, is to serve others. And we do what we know in the beginning. So I helped people with ebooks. It made sense. I had been a teacher for 20 years. I'd worked with students. And I helped people in my family and friends with writing that they had. I wasn't a writer, but I was able to help people with their writing, to edit it and just make it nicer for whatever the purpose was. And especially in the classroom, I did this. And I did ebooks, and my site at the beginning was ebookwritingandmarketingsecrets.com, and that site now forwards to ConnieReaganGreen.com. So people, they want just the right niche. They're looking for perfection, which we can't look for. Perfection can't be a goal, but they're looking for the perfect niche, and if they don't find it, they're going to take a lot of time and spend a lot of money and do a whole lot of things that won't make much difference in terms of setting up a business, but they're still in pursuit of and the perfect niche. So what I say to people is, we have to be the toughest boss that we've ever had. You wouldn't start a job and then be trying to figure out where you fit in the company. No, the company is going to tell you why you've been hired to fit in a certain way, in the way that they, you know, have in mind for you. So it has to be the same way. Can you imagine if with teaching, if I had shown up on my first day and said, you know, I'm just not sure what subjects I'm going to teach and how I'm going to do this, but, you know, I'm going to think about it every day. No, no, no. They already had thought of it and told me what to do. So you get to do that for yourself. And don't fall into the trap where you say, well, I don't want to be known for whatever it is. And I was just sharing this with people in my monthly mentoring program. I said that, you know, did I want to be known as someone that helped people write ebooks? Not necessarily, but why not? It was a start for me. It was a beginning, and then I enjoyed it. And then I really learned about it and wrote my own ebooks, and it turned me into a writer. So I'm very happy that I spent over a year just in that niche. I've known people over the years that didn't want to be known for somebody that does social media. They didn't want to be known for someone who does caregiving for elderly family members. Lots of things that they were doing in their life that would have been an excellent niche to begin with, and they didn't want to do that. But they didn't know what they did want to do. So then you're spinning your wheels and time is passing, and all of this leads to no business, no money from the internet, but you're spending time and money on it, and that's not good. So what I want you to do is choose a niche. Just choose. Give yourself 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, and choose. And then buy a domain name. I like GoDaddy or Namecheap for domains. And go there. Try to get your name.com. I use my middle name because there were so many Connie Greens. So I became Connie Reagan Green right away when I came online. And also maybe buy one, maybe two other domains that are something that's more interesting to you, that's a possible niche in the future. So that's a way that you can think about it. Then you need hosting, and I recommend A2 and my affiliate link. And you get a little bit more in your dashboard if you come in through me. It's connieloves.me/A2hosting. And pretty much they'll walk you through a one-click install of everything. Pretty much you're in business. You're set up. Then you have to actually do the work. So I've worked with so many people. I've worked with thousands of people, hundreds of people I've worked with very, very closely over 17 and a half years now. And people tend to have something in common. If they're a go-getter, if they're someone that they really see the joy and they appreciate the opportunity of having something online, they jump in right away. They start with whichever niche comes to mind, they get going and they learn how it all works, because you're setting up a list, you're emailing people on a very regular basis, you're offering things for sale, you're creating things that you would give them and that you would sell them, you're becoming an affiliate for other types of products and courses and books and programs, all kinds of things that you could recommend in return for an affiliate commission. And if you switch to a different niche, you're all set, because it's just a lateral move and you slide into the new topic. So I wanted to do online marketing. I started with ebooks, just was able to slide right over to online marketing after about a year and a half or so. So think about what your natural gifts and talents are. What is it that you really like to do? What do you resonate with? If you were in a bookstore or in a library, what type of books would you gravitate towards? When you're online, when you're looking around for things, when you're over at Amazon looking for products or books or whatever it might be over there, what is it that grabs your attention? Because all these things are clues, and they're important clues as to what you're meant to do. Because we all have natural gifts and talents. And what is your verb? Think about what's your verb. So I was an idea person. I was the person that had ideas as a teacher. My verb was teach. I teach. The problem was I wasn't in a good setting for teaching, because the last thing the public school system in Los Angeles anyway wanted from their teachers was ideas. No, no, no. They wanted you to do what everyone else was doing, even if it wasn't effective with the children you were teaching at any grade level, K through 12. So my verb was teach. And finally, I allowed myself to grow and to expand. I came online, and I'm still a teacher. It's still my verb, but I do things in a bigger way. I'm now teaching people how to have a business that can replace or supplement, or if you're retirement age, I work with a lot of people that are nearing or already at retirement age, and they're not prepared financially for that. But everything can come together for you with the online business. So think about where you are. Are you at a job? Are you in a career where you're stifled? You're an idea person. Your ideas are stifled. Are you in a job or in a career or in a life that you've created for yourself that just isn't serving you anymore? You can come online and learn things and do things in a very different way. And this is for people of all ages. I've now worked with three people over the age of 80 who got with it and decided how much fun it was and did very, very well and continue to do very, very well. So remember that where you are when you're starting something new is the level of unconscious incompetence. That means we don't know what we don't know. As I came online and I honestly thought I knew a whole lot of things that I didn't know about at all, like marketing. I thought I had taken a couple of classes in marketing to get my real estate broker's license, and I thought I knew what that was. No, I didn't know. So then you move into conscious incompetence where you know what you don't know, and then that goal is within the next few months, and it won't take any longer than that, then all of a sudden you are unconsciously competent. So you know things, but you don't realize how much you know. And then you're consciously competent. You know that you know a lot of things. So having this business online, it's allowed me to become an author. I'm about to start my 28th book. And this book will be marketing. I did three self-improvement books in a row and decided to go back to my roots of marketing that I've been doing now since 2006. So I'd love to work with you in some capacity. That may look like you going to Amazon and searching or going directly to ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com or go over to Twitter, which is X. I call it Twix, Twitter X, Twix. And you can find me there. I'm Connie Green there. And maybe pick up one of my books. I give away my books on the Kindle version. I give them away free about once a week because I have so many books. So I give them away free for 2 or 3 days every single week. And you can always ask me, request one to be made free as a Kindle download so you can take a look. Then get on my list. Ask me a question. Ask me about what it is you really want to do. Because having a business online, it's like winning the spiritual lottery. I honestly think of it that way. All of a sudden, you're dropped down into a world where everything is possible. How exciting is that? You can serve the people you want to serve. You can teach people. You can do all kinds of things. Now, are there some caveats? Are there some things that you must do a certain way? Yes. You must be 100% honest. You must never, ever ask anyone to buy something that you haven't purchased yourself or at least purchased from the person who created it, tried it out, and you know it works. Because can you imagine if someone close to you told you that they purchased something and that it wasn't at all what it was supposed to be, and they spent good money for it and they're trying to get a refund, but it leaves people with a bad taste in their mouth. So don't ever, ever let that be you. You must be just so above board with everything. So over the years, I've become friends with a lot of people, and every week or so, I'm connecting with someone new that I'm then able to buy one of their products and recommend them. Sometimes we collaborate. It's a wonderful world. So next time, I'm going to talk more about visibility. If you're shy, you got to come out of your shell online. You have to connect with people. If you have an opportunity to be on a webinar, be on a teleseminar, something where it's open to people, there are other people on there, you must speak up and introduce yourself and tell people what you're doing or ask a question or something like that. That's part of your visibility. Your credibility is by what you share with other people, because you're going to make sure you're going to share things that are only the very best. There's so many products and courses and people out there in every niche market imaginable. So there's no reason for you ever to be recommending or talking about something that isn't first rate. No reason at all. That's your credibility. Then your profitability, well, I'm going to tell you, if you do the things that I've been saying right here, if you stick with it, if you're willing and able to put in about 15 to 20 hours a week in the beginning, for months perhaps, for many months perhaps, you'll be able to be profitable. You know, and don't have fears. People have fear now around artificial intelligence. Don't have fear. Just think of this as something that we've really always had. If you've gone on a website in years past and something pops up and says, we're here to help you. Do you have a question? That's artificial intelligence. It's been around for at least a decade, at least. So don't have fear around it. Instead, learn about it. And I'm in a program, I believe I'm in the best program with Denise Wakeman and Andy O'Brien. It's the Artificial Intelligence Success Club. Just go to connieloves.me/AI success. connieloves.me/AI success. I've learned so much in the months I've been in this program, and it's an ongoing program, so you might just love it. I'm Connie Reagan Green. This is episode 114 of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I want to hear from and connect with you.